Dear friends, a telling modern proverb for what comes out of our mouths is, talk is cheap. Mobile phone companies remind us of this when selling their plans. Email allows communication when we want, the way we want. The most popular social media is called Facebook for a reason. Through it, we express ourselves. And still, with all of these new ways of talking, it's good to ask, have we enriched our communication? Or have all of these new technologies cheapened talk? It's a good question, and it's an ancient one, actually. The book of Proverbs is filled with wisdom about speech. And chapter 26 especially echoes the wisdom from Ecclesiastes that says, there is a time to be silent and a time to speak. I didn't say this to you earlier, but I encourage you, if you want, to follow along with the outline on the back side of the song that we just sang. Or you could also follow along with the chapter 26 of the book of Proverbs, because our message this morning will follow along that outline as well as from Proverbs 26. The question before us this morning is how to know the difference between the time to be silent and the time to speak, and exactly how to best use our tongues. Verse 4 and 5 from Proverbs 26 that was just read, at first glance, if you heard it, might make you wince. Verse 4 says, do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. But did you catch the proverb right after that? Answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Now, especially for people who want to honor this book as God's word, how do we make sense of those two seemingly opposite proverbs right alongside of one another? Can both of them be true? An English teacher of mine enjoyed reading us proverbs from the Bible as well as elsewhere. And he said that proverbs aren't meant to be absolute truths as much as they are words of advice which ring true when they fit a situation. He asked us, he said, think of two people madly in love who couldn't be more different than one another. She is tall, he is short. He talks a lot, she is shy. Is there a proverb to explain what brings them together? There is, isn't there? Opposites attract. But there's another couple. They are like two peas in a pod. They act the same. They love identical things. What do we say about them? Birds of a feather flock together. Oh, now, which one of those is true? Birds of a feather flock together, or opposites attract? Both of them, of course, because each time the proverb fits. And that's also how to make sense from what might seem like two of the most opposite Bible verses right alongside of one another. What we need to do, of course, is keep in mind that these are not just any proverbs. They're written by a wise king from the Old Testament named Solomon, known for his wisdom from God. And more importantly, they are in the Bible. And so we want to treat these proverbs in chapter 26 with a sense of honor. Now, many commentators of this chapter skip over the apparent contradictions here, but Matthew Henry, one of the more traditional scholars commenting on the book of Proverbs, he takes the differences of verse 4 and 5 seriously, looking at the verses around them for guidance as well. And he suggests that this whole section, verse 1 through 12 of this chapter, offer a lesson in the wise or foolish use of our tongues. And using his insights, I've called this message, Think Before You Speak, with THINK, T-H-I-N-K, as a helpful acronym, helping us to be wise with our tongues. So let's do that. Before we speak, let's ask, is it true? A foolish person doesn't ask whether something is true or not. Foolish people begin gossip. They speak half-truths to put others down or spin facts to make themselves look good. The chapter that we read this morning begins with two excellent proverbs reminding us of the importance of truth in our speech. It says, like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting a fool. Solomon is bringing to mind here the truth of God as creator, who not only fixes the seasons with wisdom divine, but knows whether our speech is truthfully told. Even if we think we can get away with white lies around others, we are foolish to believe that God doesn't know the difference between truth and gossip. Before speaking about ourselves, with others, and especially about others, check it out. Is it true? Like a sparrow in its flitting, like a swallow in its flying, an undeserved curse goes nowhere. Now, that second verse, that's good news when we are on the receiving end of gossip. Though it might swirl around us, unless it's really true, it's ultimately not going to land or stick on us. And even if it does, we have it on God's word that we need not bear the burden of that gossip when people speak falsely about us. They bear it. But the opposite does stick here. There are times when the truth does need to be told, and it really is true that the truth can hurt. Whether we're on the receiving end or doing the truth-telling, that's when we need to ask the next question, and it's this. Is it helpful? There are times where the truth, though hurtful, can be helpful. People stuck in addictions need help to hear the truth. People caught in cycles of abuse need help for freedom from bondage. People who can no longer see past the burden that they are carrying can become as stubborn as mules to seeing the truth again, and they need help to unload and to be set free. Proverbs says, a whip for the horse, a bridle for a donkey, and a rod for the back of fools. There are times when people need help and guidance to get where they need to go. And it takes wisdom from us to know the difference. The wisdom of knowing whether to follow verse 4 or 5. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. Or answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. I've mentioned that phrase here before at Knox, wise in our own eyes. Equivalent of my mother's Dutch translation, eigenwijs, stubborn, self-righteous, know-it-all. There are times when our carefully chosen words will be most helpful to keep someone from their eigenwijs path. The proverb from verse 8 applies the best here. This is an interesting one. It says, like binding a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. Do you know? Did you catch that? What happens when you don't just place a stone in a sling, but instead tie it in? Kaboom! Right back at you. There are times when we speak not only truth, but if we don't speak up, there are people that are going to get hurt. And yet, there's times the most helpful thing to do is to remain silent. Verse 9 applies. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. When it's more helpful to say nothing, speaking out or talking back would only make matters worse and probably get us entangled in some intoxicated web. And this means people who follow God's wisdom for speech may at times need to bite our own tongues, even when it seems that we have the truth and the right words to help. And so the next question before we speak, is it important? And probably the most foolish thing about this question is this: when we believe we have everything to say that's important in this world. The world needs more people willing to speak up for really important matters. Listen to verse 6 of Proverbs 26. Like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message by the hand of a fool. In Old Testament times, the fastest way to send an important message from village to village was by a human courier. You wouldn't want a courier without legs, because the message would never get delivered. And you wouldn't want someone who had an axe to grind, because they might change your story along the way. You see, it seems to me, with all of our modern conveniences of communicating, as mentioned at the beginning about email, about Facebook, and we could add Twitter and Snapchat and others, that people can get caught up in so much unimportant chatter. And I wonder if the Christian community especially needs that reminder today, how important it is to know when and how to speak up in this world. If there's any place and time for Christians to speak about climate change, about refugees, about end-of-life issues, about quality of life, how important it is for us to speak wisely, sensitively. Verse 7, like a lame man's leg that hangs limp is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. God calls us to use our tongues not only wisely, but for his glory. This is God's word, and what this world needs, what our country needs, what our community needs, is for people to live out and speak up for what is important. Wasn't it amazing this week, after all of the brouhaha in a house just up the street here on Wellington Street, the next morning, significant political leaders of this country, did you know, met for a prayer breakfast and read from the Old and New Testaments? I found that amazing. You see, when everyone thinks what we have to say is so important, if only more people would speak about important things. So forth, when we speak, is it necessary? Verse 11, as a dog returns to its vomit, so a fool repeats his folly. When we speak, perhaps we should ask more often whether it's necessary or just grinding the same old axe and not really getting any sharper. We all know people, and we've probably all done it ourselves. talking about the same old issues over and over again and really not getting anywhere. With everything, there's a time to bury the hatchet, where even though something might be true, and even though it was helpful for people to understand at one point, regurgitating the same old refrains can give a bad taste not only to our conversation, but within a community. You know, it's the kind of talk which the CBC show Air Farce liked to poke fun of with Mike from, remember, Canmore? Remember him? And his friends at that donut shop? Rambling on about nothing terribly useful or important, and what happens is people just stop listening to each other and just talking over one another. And that's the telling image in real life according to God's word in Proverbs. Regurgitating the same old complaints is like a dog returning to its own vomit. So when we speak, let's ask if it's true, if it's helpful, important, necessary, and finally, if it's kind. This morning, we also heard from another book of practical wisdom from the New Testament letter of James. In chapter 3, he writes, "With the tongue we bless the Lord and Father, and with it we curse those who are made in the likeness of God." Proverbs 26, verse 10 echoes that, "Like an archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or any passerby." When we employ our tongues, how careful we should be when we target our words. The New Testament word the Apostle Paul uses for kind is chesed, which is also the word for grace. It's said of Jesus in the Gospel according to John chapter 1, verse 14, that Jesus was filled not only with truth, but also with grace, with chesed, kindness. Actually, John says that Jesus was full of grace and truth. And it's probably noteworthy which word is used first. Truth should always be seasoned with grace. It was Jesus, after all, who could have come upon the scene, for example, with that woman caught in adultery and condemned her. But instead, Jesus reminds her and all those about to stone her of the need that we all have for grace. There are times where truth is so obvious it's not helpful to shout aloud, when what we really need is a word of grace. God calls us to use our tongues wisely. In a world where talk is cheap, Proverbs 26 can remind us to think before we speak. Is it true? Is it helpful? Is it important? Is it necessary and kind? Remember to use your tongues, less to harm our neighbor and more to praise them and give glory to our God. Amen.